We are in Simin Shin Ayin Beis. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hey. Siv Dalet. Ein Shnei Chatzeris Yecholus La'arav Yachad. If two Chatzeris would like to make an Erev together, permitting you to carry Kalim that were Shovis in the bias of one Chatzer into the other Chatzer, how do they make the Erev? So they can only do it Ela in Kenye Pesach Beineim. You have to have something that joins them. You have to have either a doorway, or chalon, or a window, sheyesh po dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim, that has 4x4 tfachim, and it's got to be literally 4x4 tfachim, but if it's 2x8 tfachim, it's not good enough, because you can't really get through it freely. V'yiyek tzoso besoch yut tfachim anamocha ba'aretz. And at least part of the window has to start off within 10 tfachim of the ground, so you don't have a machitzas eser under it. Va'oz imrotzu ma'arvim yachad. Then they can be ma'arv together. But if you have a machitzas asara under it, that's like a wall. They're separate and they're not one. Vimrotzu ma'arvim kolechad la'atzmo. But since they are separate chatzeres, each one can make its own erev, and they don't have to be ma'arv biyachad. It's up to them to decide. Now, what happens if the chatzeres made a shitufa mavois? The whole thing is called one big chatzer, and you're allowed to carry the kelim that were shovas in one bias into the other chatzer, even though all you have going from one chatzer to the other is like a hole in the wall. You don't need dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim. What happens if it's round? So you have to be able to fit a square of dalet by dalet tfachim in it, and it's got to be that the part of it that is under 10 tfachim has to have a width of dalet tfachim. So if it's just at the edge of the yud tfachim, that would not be good enough because the edge of the circle is not wide enough. It's got to be that you have a width there of dalet tfachim. Sifhei, chalon shebein shnei batim. Up until now we were talking about a window between two chatzeres. Now we're talking about a chalon between two batim. Afiluhu lamala miyud. There is no requirement that the window be 10 tfachim, within 10 tfachim of the ground. Imrotzu ma'arvin yachad, if they want to, they can be ma'arv together, even though it's lamala miyud. Why is that? Because the Gemara says that a bayis is kamanda malia. A house is considered as if it's full. So it's as if it's as if that window is sitting on the ground, because the house is like full. It's not empty in its place. V'u'adin la'aruba shebein bayis la'aliyah. The same thing goes for whatever they use to get from the bayis to the aliyah, to the top floor. Sha'afilu l'malo miyud imratzu ma'arvin yachad, even though it's above 10, since it is a bayis and it's kemanda malia, we don't consider it 10 tfachim above the ground with having a 10 tfachim mechitza under it. V'afilu ein shem sulam lalo spo, even if you don't have a ladder. Hagah. But the Ramah points out, Mikomakum, Bidin Shirachpo Dalit al Dalit. But you still need Dalit al Dalit. All we're foregoing is the need for it to be under 10, but that it could be, it has to be Dalit al Dalit that you always need. Vim Osu Sriga Lefnea Chalon. What happens if they put up a railing in front of the window? Batale Mitoris Chalon. Salach is that is Mavatlit. So all in all, in order to be ma'arev two chatzeris, there's got to be a big enough passage that we'd say you go through comfortably, which is either where a window that's at least 4x4 tfachim, or a pesach. Now the question is, how high does this pesach have to be? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer, mentions that it has to have 10 tfachim high, it has to be 10 tfachim high, so that you can come inside it comfortably. So the Pesach would have to be at least 10 tefachim high, and the chalonas have to be 4x4 tefachim.